I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
FM Talk. On demand audio.
We take thoughtful discussion and deliberation. Sometimes we do it out and open. Sometimes we do it in closed meetings. But we had that until late last night. I did more of it this morning. I want to compliment our president, President Trump, who is always engaged with us and available and accessible. He didn't have to call a single member to wrangle anybody on this thing. He allowed me the space to do what I need to do, and we got the votes together, and we reaffirmed our commitment.
Capital Beat.
All right, we've got Congressman Bob Onder on the phone right now from the 3rd District, and that was, of course, Speaker Mike Johnson. Congressman, how are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Yeah, great to have you on. You heard the speaker there talking about whipping votes to get this reconciliation bill passed in the House. What was that process like? Obviously, you were in the middle of it.
Yeah, of course. The reconciliation bill we're talking about has a number of elements. This is what President Trump refers to as his big, beautiful bill. The centerpiece is to renew the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which is absolutely essential. But other parts of it include money for border security and then spending cuts to offset the tax cuts and the additional spending.
Right.
And there's been, there's been a controversy as to whether and how much is going to be cut. The House settled at a number of $1.5 to $2 trillion with a T. And unfortunately, last week, the Senate came up with a budget resolution that was $4 billion. So, Mark, if you and your wife were talking about cutting your household budget, and you agreed to cut $1,200, and your wife agrees to cut $4, that's the situation we were in.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I really think that there was a concern of a lot of House members, including myself, that the Senate was not committed to cutting spending the way it needs to be cut. And I would argue even $2 trillion is modest given the size of our debt and our deficit. That being the case, what finally brought members around to supporting this next step in the reconciliation process yesterday was a commitment by the president that he was with us where we were in the House of cutting $2 trillion from the debt over the next decade, and assurances from Leader Thune and others in the Senate that they were as well. I still have concerns, but at the end of the day, we decided to go ahead, let that process go forward. I think procedurally, there are other things that could have happened other than the vote yesterday, but this is the next step.
So it sounds like you were initially one of the holdouts. You ended up changing your mind after what you said just happened yesterday with the president. We'd also heard that Congressman Eric Burleson was also one of the holdouts. Do you know if he was one of the other representatives who changed his mind as well?
Yeah, on Monday when the whip team asked me where I was, I said lean no, because I really think another approach could have been to go ahead and write our reconciliation bill. In other words, if the Senate is not serious, we could just go forward and write the bill and then continue to negotiate with the Senate.
Right.
You know, but leadership makes these procedural positions. But yeah, I believe Eric and I were very much on the same page that we really had concerns as to whether some of our colleagues in the Senate, and I'm talking Republican colleagues, were as serious about spending cuts as we were.
So is this a lost opportunity, Bob? And I ask that from this perspective. So these reconciliation bills are very specific. They can only be done once or twice, I think, a year. You have control of the House. You have control of the Senate. You'll have a chance to maybe do another one of these next year, but it's going to obviously be coming up on midterms. Would this have been the year to make the bigger cuts as opposed to next year?
Yeah, I think for sure. The another rule about these rescission bills is that they have to be, quote, mandatory spending. So this is really a chance to cut waste, fraud, and abuse from Medicaid. And a lot of the Democrats are talking all the time, you're going to cut Medicaid, you're going to cut Medicaid. Yeah. And unfortunately, some Republicans are falling into that. No, this is a great opportunity, for instance, to require checking of eligibility. So we may make sure that people on Medicaid are really eligible. And for that matter, still live in our state or still alive, for that matter, work requirements to get folks back into the workforce where they will improve their household income, as well as provide much needed work back in our workforce. So yeah, I think we could do another rescission bill this year. I'm sorry, another reconciliation bill, and then we could do rescission bills as well to reduce spending. But yeah, I think we should have been as aggressive as possible on this one. And actually, the Senate rules on reconciliation do require us to balance any tax cuts with spending cuts.
Yeah, I hope maybe they readdress that at some point. It seems like the Democrats always take full advantage of that when they're in control, and sometimes I worry that we don't. And I know you
Yeah, I think that's right, Mark. And if you think about it, even the highest number anyone's talking about, $2 trillion, that is right over 10 years, over a decade. That's only 2 years of interest on our debt.
Right.
So we are still heading in the wrong fiscal direction. It's just that this big, beautiful bill is an opportunity to slow that unsustainable trajectory.
Yeah. Congressman Bob Onder, our guest right now. Let's turn to the tariffs for a minute. I mean, I think once again, and I know some people even who were commenting on my feed this morning don't necessarily agree with me on this, but I think Donald Trump once again negotiated perfectly on these tariffs. He knew what the fallout was going to be on Wall Street. He warned people about it. Wall Street is not the economy. He's doing something that's needed to be done for 60 or 70 years in correcting these trade problems. And now he's got the entire world trying to negotiate with us. And China's kind of isolated, I think, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, believe me, when President Trump 2 weeks ago was imposing tariffs on every country of the world, I was a little jittery, too. Obviously, the markets were extremely jittery. But it was really brilliant. Trump is the master of the grand gesture. And then he uses that gesture and his negotiating partner's reaction to that to get good deals. So, yes, of course, this week, then President Trump announced the pause on a 90-day pause on all of those tariffs except for China. Mm-hmm. China is really a different case, given that they are our geopolitical adversary, that they cheat in international trade, they steal intellectual property, and so on. But almost every country in the world has higher barriers to our goods entering than we have on their goods entering our country. So that, as you said, it's a long time coming that we correct those inequities. Are tariffs a good thing? I don't think so. In the big scheme of things, I think we would have free trade with all countries, but that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about, think about Europe and all their non-tariff barriers to U.S. auto manufacturers. You do not see Fords or Chevys or Cadillacs in Europe. Trade barriers are just so great. And already we're seeing results. Yesterday, from the administration, Kevin Hassett announced that 15 different countries are at the table with offers for different trade deals. We know that already many, many large international companies are announcing investments in the United States. What Trump is doing is working, and we're not tired of winning.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. Hey, on a personal note, my condolences to you and Allison and your entire family. I understand on the loss of your mother.
No, thank you very much. Yes, my mom died at 87. She was married to my father for 65 years. They had three children, 15 grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Aww. She died at home after seeing the priest with her family at her side. Her family, except for me. I was, unfortunately, in D.C. I headed home once I heard about her death. But, no, thank you for your prayers, your thoughts. Our family's been very blessed to have Joan Andra in our lives.
Absolutely. Congressman, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks,
yep.
Kim.
Take care of yourself, Congressman Bob Andra there. So I just found that out. I wanted to give him our condolences. Absolutely.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.